You're listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, episode number 3.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are here today talking about one of our favorite topics, fitness. So as you know, our podcast is a mix of fitness, nutrition, wellness, and business. But today we're really going to get into the nitty-gritty and a very asked question amongst our chicks, which is what we actually refer to our clients as, which is the age-old debate of strength versus cardio. So Amanda, I know that have a question. We always reach out to our chicks and we ask them to send in questions. So this is from one of our chicks, Lindsay.
Yeah, so she wrote into us asking, her question is, I go to the gym every day and I hit up the elliptical for an hour and I still have no results. I am so frustrated and I'm wondering if I should be changing it up and doing some strength instead. Please help. So great question, and probably one of the most common questions, right? Especially among women, I find it's something that seems to come often because as a habit, we tend to do a lot of cardiovascular as women and kind of shy away from strength training. Would you agree, Laura?
Oh, totally. And I think it's always kind of in that category of either or. You know what I mean? Like, Completely. People always ask, should I do strength or should I do cardio? Whereas, you know, we're huge believers in obviously doing both. But it's just the approach as to how you do both of them. So that's why I think this is a really great question, because we can actually give you guys some action items that you can do that'll help you at home to get both of them in.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess the first thing that we should talk about is just what is strength and what is cardio? So like, you know, cardiovascular exercises is basically known as, you know, like when you think of it as like running or going on the elliptical or using the rowing machine and things like that. But really what cardiovascular exercises do is that it works your cardiovascular system. So your heart, your lungs, it gets everything pumping, your blood going. And then strength training is, you know, sort of seen as like heavy lifting or body resistance training. And that is used more for building strength. But one of the most common misconceptions with women is that strength training is going to bulk you up.
Yes. So not true.
Right. But it's probably one of the biggest fears for women. And I think that that's probably why for so many years, and I mean, it's becoming a lot more commonplace now for women to be doing a lot of strength training and doing heavier lifting. But I do think that the fear of bulking up and the fear of sort of, you know, hulking up, for lack of a better word, is probably one of the main reasons why a lot of women don't do strength training. Would you agree?
Oh, completely. And I mean, especially now with CrossFit coming up and a lot of the bodybuilding competitions of different degrees, because, you know, you can do bodybuilding competitions that are bikini or that are figure or full-on physique, which is more muscle mass. Mm-hmm. People are starting to see, especially women are starting to see muscles in a different way. However, I think a lot of times now women are seeing some of those women and thinking, well, I don't want to look like her. That's too big for me, or that's too much for me. So they shy away from doing weights completely or doing any type of resistance training completely. But the reality is to build muscle, it's not just going and picking up a weight. You know, you have to be eating a certain way. Your hormones play a huge role in that. So if you're stressed out, you're not going to build muscle. And as women, we don't have testosterone. So we can't even naturally build muscle the same way men can. And a lot of times they're on very specific diets and supplements to help build muscle quickly. So the average woman who's working out, you know, if you just start adding in a resistance training plan to your workouts, you're not going to suddenly be, you know, the incredible She-Hulk. You are going to reshape your body and you're going to build some really nice tone. And there's a ton of health benefits. And while health benefits don't sound as sexy as, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to drop 20 pounds in 5 days. They're really, really, really important. And muscle mass is the one thing that's going to carry you through the long term. It's going to be the thing that's going to have the most benefits over the long term over cardio.
For sure. Well, on that note, Laura, let's talk about them each individually a little bit more in detail. And then we can do like a comparison of the two and kind of give our recommendations.
You know how we like comparison charts.
It's like a vocalized pie chart. So first of all, let's talk about the cardio. Like, let's break down cardio. So when we're thinking about cardio, you know, there was a really cool study that was done by Duke University that showed that aerobic exercisers lose more weight in a shorter period of time than strength training. So minute per minute, you'll actually burn more calories with cardio than strength. Okay. So something that I find that really interesting because I know it to be true, but one of the things that's really important to keep in mind is that what they're talking about is in the moment. So minute to minute, when you're doing those exercises, yes, you are going to burn more calories in those minutes than you would if you were doing strength training for that same period of time.
So let's use an example. So like, for example, if you were skipping is a cardiovascular activity that doesn't use a lot of strength training. So that would be a really good way to kind of give a visual of what you're saying, Amanda, like skipping minute for minute, you're doing 20 minutes of skipping. During that 20 minutes of skipping, you're going to be burning more calories than if you were doing 20 minutes of weightlifting.
Correct.
However,
your post-workout, so after you're done your workout, you will only burn about 40 to 80 extra calories in your afterburn phase. So we're going to talk about the strength in a second, but I just wanted to give you an idea of how this looks from a cardio perspective. So yes, you're burning more in the moment, but after your workout, you have a very minimal amount of calories that are burning in your afterburn phase of only 40 to 80 calories. Okay, so not a ton, still counts, still great, of course, but just it's not as much. So keep that into perspective. And then the other thing with cardio that I want to talk about is that one of the major benefits of it is that if you're not paying attention to the scale, of course, the effect that it has on strengthening your cardiovascular system is like super important, right? Because this is something that helps you, and this is of course the non-sexy stuff that Laura was talking about, but cardiovascular strength training, what it's doing is it's helping you prevent heart disease and any kind of, you know, like it's strengthening your lungs and strengthening your capacity of like breath and everything else. And so, I mean, for me, that's super important. So I like the non-sexy stuff because for me, heart disease runs in my family. So out of my mom's side of the family, they have 15 kids, big family. And
a lot of kids.
I know. And out of those 15 kids, 8 of them have had heart attacks, which is pretty intense. Like that's like a pretty big number, and including my mom. And at a very young age, all of them. And so for me, cardiovascular and strengthening my cardiovascular system and doing preventative measures was always something that was really important to me.
Yeah, so that is why too, you know, we're not saying cardio is all bad. So yes, you know, you burn this amount of calories while you're working out, which is more calories per minute, and the afterburn isn't as great. You have these amazing health benefits for strengthening your heart, also for, you know, calming your nervous system, because breath is tied into so many things in terms of our stress levels and how we manage stress and how we calm our nervous system down and get into that rest and digest system, which is where our body heals. So we do love us some cardio. However, I'm always on team strength.
All right. So then let's go into the benefits of strength. Let's kind of go through the same process of, you know, breaking down what strength, you know, the benefits are to that. Laura, I'll let you lead it because I know that for you, strength has been a huge transformation in your life.
Yeah. So, well, even for me personally, for my fitness journey, like when I started off in fitness, I, of course, you know, and I did it with you, so you know this too. The main focus was cardio, cardio, cardio. Like
we used to like hit those treadmills nonstop.
Oh, like I think that I was like the Energizer Bunny on that elliptical trainer, which, you know, even already elliptical trainer is not necessarily the best machine to do in the gym, but I'm not going to go down my tangent on that today. But yeah, like it was just cardio, you know, and if we could get in an hour of cardio, but I was constantly struggling with my weight. And even though I was getting an exercise and what you would think would be the best thing, which would be, you know, a lot of amount of cardio, my body wasn't transforming. So when I did implement strength training, and started using cardio in a different way. So instead of doing, you know, long, lower intensity bouts of cardio, so like 60 minutes on the treadmill, and started shifting my focus to doing more HIIT, which is high intensity intervals, so shorter bursts of cardio, and incorporating that with resistance training, my body completely changed. My metabolism boosted, because muscle is metabolically active. And I know we're going to talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. But even the shape of my body, it really, for me, has cut down my workout times, made it more efficient, more effective. And also I like working out better. So I'm all about the strength training.
Well, for sure. I mean, it's proven that strength is the number one way to build lean muscle, right? And for every 3 pounds of lean muscle you have on your body, you burn an extra 120 calories a day without even moving. Like you can legit be lying on your bed doing nothing and your resting metabolic rate, which is the amount of calories your body is burning just by being, will actually increase by 120 calories a day. Now that might not seem like a lot, but think about that over a week span or a month or a year. That is a lot of calories just by adding 3 extra pounds of lean muscle. So just by transforming a pound of fat into muscle and keep continuing to do that by transforming your body with strength training, you're becoming like a fat burning machine.
I know. It's like the best weight loss program ever. It is, because it's built in your body and it's with you all day long.
Yeah.
And the thing too with strength training is after a strength workout, your metabolism is still burning for up to 36 hours afterwards. So like going back to what we're talking about with cardio, where after you finish, you're only burning about 40 to 80 calories after you're done. And only for a short period of time. You do strength training and you are like a fat burning machine for an extra 36 hours after that. Plus the more muscle you have, you're burning more on top of that.
Right. It's like a win-win. How can you go wrong?
But I think this kind of ties back to our mentality a little bit in today's society is that, you know, we want things and we want them now and we want quick results. So that's why, you know, when we hear, oh, you can burn more calories doing cardio, people think I want the quick results, but they're not thinking about the longer term effects, because all of that cardio it basically kind of counteracts your strength training. So not that cardio eats muscle, but it does cause your body not to be able to build muscle. So when you're doing too much of it, it's counteracting you trying to build that lean muscle that's going to burn for you when you're doing nothing.
Definitely. Well, even if you think about like from a visual perspective, if you think about looking at like, you know, and I've seen these visuals before online. And if you look at the body makeup of someone who is like a marathon runner, and then you look at someone with the body makeup of, you know, and I'm talking about like athletes, you know, and things like that. And when you think about an athlete who does marathon running, and then you think about an athlete who does sprinting, for example, and you look at the way that their body is built, it's very, very different. And I'm not saying one is better than the other, but what I'm saying is that a marathon runner generally is extremely lean and extremely, like, they have longer muscles, but they're very limited to mass. Whereas when you look at a sprinter or someone who does short bursts, like the HIIT style training, because sprinting would essentially be similar to like HIIT method, what their body mechanism looks like is unbelievable because they have so much muscle tone and definition because they're not metabolically sort of reversing all of their hard work, essentially.
Well, and that's where, you know, and like we said at the beginning, it doesn't need to be an either or. And I don't,
Absolutely.
The one thing I don't want to do is make this confusing to anyone who's listening, because, you know, a lot of times there's so much information out there and you're being told, you know, do this much cardio or don't do cardio or do this much strength. And in all reality, we're all completely different. Our bodies react to things in different ways. We mm-hmm. need different things. So what can work for me might not work for you, but there are some kind of general guidelines when you're first getting started.
Of course. Yeah. But one of the things though, that I do want to mention before we go into our comparison is one of the things that does not change though, and across the board, this is something, again, the non-sexy stuff, is that strength training also helps in prevention of osteoporosis. So osteoporosis is when bone density is lost and bones become fragile or brittle. And by using weight-bearing exercises, you're actually strengthening the muscles and forcing your body to resist gravity, which then stimulates the cells in your body that promotes new bone growth. So especially for women, this is something that has proven to be really important. So for women to start thinking about it from, yes, it will change your body, you know, makeup, and it will, you know, make you maybe leaner in some areas and, you know, more toned in others and things like that. But strength training will also, from the non-sexy side, help you with bone density, bone growth, keeping your bones strong so that you can avoid any kind of brittle bone or any issues as we age.
So true.
All right. So now let's talk about the comparison, because, you know, we've kind of highlighted both from the cardio perspective and the strength perspective, the kind of benefits to both sides, because there really are benefits to both ends of the, like both sides of the coin. But one of the things that's really important to talk about, I think, is the comparison of the two. And then what, you know, Lindsay, who wrote into us asking this question, as well as all of our other listeners, can really do action items that they can do today to maybe make those changes for themselves. So in the comparison, I have this study that was actually done by Penn State that showed dieters lost 21 pounds doing either cardio or strength training. Okay, so regardless of what they were doing, both groups lost 21 pounds. But the difference is the cardio group, actually 6 of those pounds came from muscle breakdown, while the strength training peeps, it was pure fat. So super interesting study, because basically what this is saying is what we were talking about, where if you're doing constantly doing cardio, you are going to start, your body has to find resources somewhere. So as soon as you get to a certain point, you will use fat that's stored, but you will start also using muscle tissue for energy sources for your cardiovascular if you were overdoing it on the cardio side.
I just find that so interesting. And also in terms of, you know, when you're looking at numbers and we get very fixated on the scale, which again, this just really shows that you can't pay attention to that number, because 21 pounds lost is great on either side. But when you look at the longer term effects of losing 6 pounds of muscle versus the person who's keeping those 6 pounds of muscle, the cardio person is going to gain that weight back really quickly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also in terms of, you know, the shape of the body, probably the person who is more muscular, they're going to look smaller anyways, even though their weight's going to be the same, because muscle takes up less space than fat does. So this is, I find this stuff really interesting.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, to your point, it's, you know, if you're really looking to transform your body, strength training will form and shape your muscles, while cardio will help you burn the extra calories. So really, I think, you know, when you're comparing it and you're kind of looking at what's going to make sense for you, I'm telling you, your best bet is to either do HIIT, to take on HIIT training, so high intensity interval training, or make sure that you are combining both. So Lindsay and all of our listeners out there, we need for you to really try to get comfortable with the idea of, don't completely, you know, just like abandon cardiovascular, because it is something, again, there's so many other benefits to it. But if you are looking to get the results, you know, like Lindsay's saying, she has no results. She's been doing an hour on the elliptical for so long and she's super frustrated. If that's you and you're feeling frustrated, try HIIT training or try a combination training. So, and when you're doing that, you're also going to have to play around with the equations, right? Because what works for me may not work for you and vice versa. So what I mean by that is, maybe it's you're doing 3 days of cardiovascular training and then 3 days of strength training. Or maybe you're doing 4 days of strength training and 2 days of cardiovascular. Or maybe you only want to work out 3 times a week. So you're doing 2 strength and 1 cardio. And then the next week you're doing 2 cardio, 1 strength. Whatever the case may be, you want to find that equation that's going to work for you. So play around until you finally start seeing the changes that you're looking for. And then once it connects and it makes sense, stick with that method, because that's what's going to work for your body. Do you agree, Laura?
Yeah. I do think that's really hard though for a lot of people. And I'm just kind of playing in terms of devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. Is that someone who's listening right now, and if it was me and I was new to all this, I'd be like, well, do I do 3? Do I do 4? Do I do 2? How do I know? How do I test? How do I track? You know what I mean? Like, it's
good point.
Really overwhelming. And our goal with this podcast is to give you guys action items, right? Like, we want you to be able to easily be able to do this stuff at home. So first thing that I would say, and I agree with you, Amanda, you got to try it out. But if you're new to this, get a professional to help you. You know, don't try to figure it all out on your own. If it's stressful, just hire a trainer at your gym, even if you pay for one session, who can show you how to properly do the exercises for the goals you're looking for. For example, just say you want to build more lower body strength and a bigger, tighter butt. So they can help you make sure you're doing those exercises safely and properly. And then they'll also give you a plan for you to do on your own. And I always think that's the best place to start. I think there's so many people out there who are professionals who are trained in this. So why spend all of your time trying to figure it out when you can go to someone who can help you? And then the second thing I think that is, if you are already familiar with exercises and you are like a Lindsay who's at the gym and doing stuff, already, is that if you don't have time to do both, do strength training, but do it in a way that you are moving quickly. You are lifting the heaviest that you can. And then this will end up getting your heart rate up as well. So even though you're doing strength training, you're still getting cardiovascular training because your heart rate's getting up from lifting, you know what I mean? So such heavy weights and also moving quickly.
Definitely. One of the things though that I do want to add into that is, when you are, regardless of what workout you're doing, so even with Lindsay saying, you know, she's working out for an hour on the elliptical every day, 1 hour is proven to be too much. What you're doing is you're actually stressing out your body. So my recommendation on top of all of this is 45 minutes of work. So when you go to the gym or when you're working out on your own, no more than 45 minutes. Your workout should be 45 or under. And the reason why is because your body actually starts producing cortisol levels when it starts to get stressed out. And cortisol is the hormone that creates a lot of belly fat. So if you notice that you're starting to gain a lot of weight around your midsection and you're doing everything else right, it might actually be that you were overtraining to the point where you're creating stress in your body, creating cortisol, and then you're being counterproductive to what it is that you're actually trying to achieve.
Completely. And if you're in the gym for longer than, you know, if your workouts are longer than 45 minutes, then in all reality, you're not working out smart. And we talk a lot about working out smart, you know, because I'm all about get more bang for your buck. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be in there for the least amount of time and getting the most results. And if you're moving quickly through your exercises and not, you know, hanging out on your cell phone or like, you know, Instagram, then you should be able to get through a properly planned workout within 45 minutes. And in the event that, just say you are doing a strength and a cardio, maybe that's in your program for whatever your goals are, if it's going to take you longer than 45 minutes, then I would recommend to break it up and do it separately. So, you know, maybe do your cardio in the morning and then do your weights in the afternoon, as opposed to doing them together and then you're in the gym for 2 hours. Because like Amanda said, that's when those cortisol levels start spiking. And then really you're just counteracting all of the work you're doing because you're holding onto fat and you're also not building muscle, because cortisol also stands in the way of building muscle.
Exactly. And what would you say to the people who, you know, either don't have a gym membership or they don't attend FitChix classes, or, you know, they don't live in certain areas or whatever the case may be, or they're just super busy and they can't hit up a gym. So strength training to them seems like something that just may not happen. What's your recommendation there?
Well, I think we put strength training into this category where it has to be with weights and it has to be at a gym. And that is not the case at all, because strength training is actually resistance training. So it's any time there is an external resistance that is causing your muscles to work beyond basically their capacity. So that could be body weight resistance exercises. You could be doing, you know, in your house, you could be doing push-ups. You could be doing squats, lunges. The thing is, though, is once you are trying to build more muscle, then you do have to up the resistance. So there does come a point where you've got to start adding, you know, more weight. And that could be, you know, carrying bags of garbage, even things that are just heavier than you were doing before. You'd be doing your chores, holding onto your, taking out the garbage and doing walking lunges at the same time. But yeah, it could be things like body weight exercises. Also utilizing any kind of at-home equipment too. So resistance bands are actually one of my favorites. You can get any type of resistance bands from, you know, 3 pounds resistance to up to 200 pounds resistance. And they sell those at like all of your regular, you know, department stores like Walmart. The heavier ones, though, you probably have to go to a special sports store. But those are things where, you know, you can do some really cool resistance exercises in your house and you don't have to worry about, you know, buying or lugging around 50 pound weights, because they're really great.
Yeah. And if you are someone, sorry to jump in, but if you are someone who is, you know, wanting to start out and you're at home and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do resistance training, but like, what do I do? I'm telling you, YouTube is your friend. Check out YouTube. Google stuff online. You can watch videos and figure it out from that perspective. I use it all the time. It's such a huge tool for me because not necessarily to learn how to do moves, but just to find new, cool, different variations of things. I YouTube everything. So,
well, and of course we got to throw in a shout out to our website. You can also go fitchix.com or fitchix.ca. And we also have a really great blog where we have a ton of printable workouts. We have video workouts. And then we also have our Fierce Innate DVD set, which is actually HIIT training. So it's a combination of cardio and strength, and all under 30 minutes. So we're staying under that 45 minute kind of safe zone of active work.
Exactly.
Which is sweet.
But really, I mean, my biggest recommendation is to just start somewhere. Like you have to start opening yourself up to not just sticking with the same thing, especially if the same thing is not getting you the results that you've been wanting. If you've been doing the same thing for a year and you're still feeling like you're at the exact same place, that's like the clearest sign that you have to just switch it up, begin, start somewhere, change things up, and, you know, find what's going to work for you.
And my two kind of major takeaways for this topic, because honestly, to talk about this in under 30 minutes is hard because there's so many different areas of it, but that's why it's awesome that we have a podcast, because now we can talk about it in later episodes. But is number one, don't think about it as an either or scenario. So don't think of just cardio or just strength. Think about both. You want to always be doing both. And the second thing is don't think about exercise as just immediate results. And I know that's easier said than done because, you know, usually you're starting a program or you're in a program because you want to see some sort of results and you want them now. But think about it in terms of this is your lifestyle and this is what's going to benefit you for the long haul. So you know, you don't want to do 24 hours straight of hardcore cardio that's going to break down your body. Whereas, you know, if you're doing that strength training, you're turning into that long-term fat burning machine. So think about it as that, you know, I'm doing this today to benefit me tomorrow, as opposed to just I'm doing this today to benefit, to get the results now.
Good point.
Okay. So with that, we're going to wrap it up.
All right. So Lindsay, I hope that really helped to answer your question. I know that we kind of went around and explained all the different benefits and, you know, sort of highlighted the comparison of the two, but really in the end, what we're saying is, you know, add some strength training to your plan, watch your body change, you know, and minimize your workouts to a maximum of 45 minutes to really sort of get the most bang for your buck. Again, if you have any other questions, feel free to write into us or, you know, message us and we'd be happy to answer them. But one of the things that we always end with, Laura, as you know, is our moment of gratitude. So Laura, what is it that you are grateful for today?
I am grateful that I value my health. And this actually, I was thinking about this a lot, because I was talking to a friend of mine and we were just talking about how sometimes, you know, we take it for granted that we work in this industry and a lot of the information that we get access to, which is all so awesome. And that's why we want to share it so much, but it's something that it makes it a lot easier when you start to value your health and you start to want to feel better and feel stronger to stay committed to the working out. And I know a lot of times, and people even listening now might be starting their fitness journey and it feels like, oh, will I ever like it? Will I ever, you know, will I ever make this a habit or a lifestyle change? And you will. But start off by valuing your health and think about, you know, you deserve to be healthy and live your best life. And I'm really happy that I got introduced to fitness and health and that I value that because it's changed my perspective on so many things. And I also can go to the gym and not feel like, get me the heck out of here. What are you grateful for today?
What I'm grateful for is actually just, you know, the knowledge that I have about how important prevention is. And, you know, I think, again, I'm so like unsexy when it comes to health and fitness. But for me, knowing, you know, what I know about heart disease and everything else, because I've had to sort of deal with it firsthand on so many occasions, I'm actually really grateful for that, because what it's done is it's transformed my thought process from it being just about, you know, oh, I want to lose weight and I want to look good in this, you know, bathing suit and things like that, to really being like, okay, how can I be really proactive to live the healthiest life possible to hopefully avoid, you know, the hereditary sort of gene of heart disease and things like that that does run in my family. So having the knowledge and understanding of it, I'm actually really grateful for that, because without having this knowledge and without knowing what to do in order to help try to prevent it, I may or may not be in the same situation I am currently.
Well, I think that is a very awesome thing and an awesome way to look at it. So thank you for sharing.
Definitely.
Okay, so with that, we're going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for spending your time with us. And as always, if you have anything that you want us to chat about, you want ideas on or tips or tricks or more information, you can always email us at info@fitchicks.ca or check us out on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Just search for Fitchicks and you can send us messages there too. Have an awesome day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.